Why Be Last, Son? By E.M. Swift. In the early 1970s, someone made a tape recording of Frank Ward teaching wrestling to a group of first graders. I open with this not because wrestling was an important element in Coach Ward's repertoire, nor because he became a local legend at the Lake Forest, Illinois Country Day School by working with first graders. A history teacher and the athletic director between 1959 and 1982, the barrel-chested Ward was best known for coaching football and baseball to 7th, 8th, and 9th graders. He wore a brush cut and carried himself with a military bearing, having been a decorated infantryman in both World War II and Korea. His imposing physical presence was offset by a warmth and twinkle in his eyes and a disarming sense of humor. He frequently ended history class with long, funny stories about Army life. He called the quizzes he sprung on us quizzicals. The big test at the end of the term was a testicle. Why the tape was made is something of a mystery, but the recording captures Coach Ward's voice better than anything I've run across. It may help the listener understand how this extraordinary man was able to engender the loyalty and devotion of a generation of boys who later proved they were worthy of his life's work. It may even help some listeners understand why Coach Ward eventually alienated a small but vocal set of sheltering parents, an alienation that led to his premature retirement. Certainly those who knew him will recognize in the tape Coach Ward's spirit, his love of nonsensical nicknames, his gruff dramatic voice, and his ability to make the most meaningless competition into a Homeric struggle demanding courage and sacrifice. "We're going to do a little wrestling," the tape begins. "Wienerman Henry, out here in the middle. White's Wallison, right here. Get on all fours. Now, when I say wrestle, wrestle. The idea is, can you move fast? Who is fast? That's what we're trying to find out. Now, wrestle. Use your hands. That's it. Geez, he gave that man an awful going over. Don't take that, White's Wallison." The boy is apparently crying. "You all right?" "You're all right. You're a tough cookie, Whitey. You're one tough cookie, White's Wallison. Take a rest, you two. A mush job for Mouse Henry." Ha ha ha. Coach Ward would take...